10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Watchman's Cry News from the Wall, your source for the truth and what's really happening today.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Watchman's Cry News from the Wall, the program that brings you truth and reality from the spiritual perspective. I'm Nathan Liel, and the website is watchmanscry.com. Today I'm going to talk about what took place at our solemn assembly a few days ago on September the 17th and 18th and 19th in Sandpoint, Idaho. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just say that it was incredible. There's no other words besides incredible to describe what took place. The Holy Spirit showed up in a powerful, very incredible way. Both nights, we had worship that was beautiful, and I had the privilege of providing the worship music with my lowly Watchman's Cry band, which consists of my two sons and myself, and we also had a few other volunteers helping us sing. I played the piano and the guitar. My other son plays the bass, and my other son plays drums, and we had some other people from Canada, Brad and Charlene, who drove all the way from Vancouver, B.C. to help us out. They did a great job.
I also want to say thank you to Shelly J. from the local area. She volunteered to help me sing as well. So, Shelly, thanks a lot.
But we also had Michael Schneider of the Economic Collapse blog and Benjamin Baruch, who took part in this and helped us to deliver a successful solemn assembly. I also want to give a shout-out to the Oath Keepers of Northern Idaho and Boundary County. That's the very northernmost part of Idaho. We had a great group of men and women who showed up and provided security for us, so I want to say thank you. You guys are great. Folks, it was a great, successful thing that took place. We had people from over 10 states show up, as well as Canada. And the highlight of these meetings was the night services. The worship was incredible. It was overwhelming, and the power of God showed up in our worship services. It was overwhelming. On Friday night, I had testimony that the ground was shaking. The floor shook as people were on their knees. Both nights we had altar services where men and women of all ages, including teenagers, came forward and came to the front and wept in the presence of God. They wept, they got healed, they repented. It was so beautiful. We recorded a part of our worship session, and this is from Saturday night, and let me tell you folks, this is one of the most powerful anointed worship that I have been a part of in a long time. And the Holy Spirit showed up, and this is a taste of what he wants to do for his people in this late hour. So I'm going to play it, just enjoy it, and then after I play it, I'm going to talk about what's coming. I'm going to talk about the next phase of Watchman's Cry. I'm going to talk about what's coming for you, for the remnant community in America. Revival's coming, folks, and we're going to play a role in it. We're going to play a part in it. But let me just go ahead and play this, folks. Enjoy it, and then I'll see you on the other side. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
brother. Father, was just to pour ourselves out before Him. He cannot fill a glass that is already full.
Was a taste of what happened for us in the night and the days of all. Saturday night, September the 19th, 2015, where God visited Sandpoint, Idaho. It was incredible. It was awesome. It was powerful. And I am so happy that I was privileged to play a part in that. That was the Watchman's Cry Band. My son was playing the drums. I was playing piano. And we had other volunteers that were helping us sing. But we're going to take this. Watchman's Cry is going to bring this music to you. We're going to bring this revival atmosphere to you. It's coming to America because it's time for it to come to America. People are hungry right now. And those of you that are listening to this, you know what I'm talking about. God's people are hungry. For those of you that are awake, you know what's going on. And I believe that a shift is taking place now. And the shift is going to involve the remnant of God, the people of God, and those who know what time it is to start transitioning into an attitude of worship, of repentance, of revival, of restoration. That's what God wants to get out of His people. And I believe it has started, folks, because at Sandpoint, Idaho, we saw it take place. Now, I have a video of the worship service. It's on YouTube. It's on my website. It's on the front page. And just enjoy it. Now, I do want to apologize that we did not have a good recording method at the time because we were figuring this thing out. It came together fast, this assembly. So we were able to pull it off, but there was a lot of last-minute things that took place, so we weren't able to record it with a direct line. What we did get was, on day two, we were able to record it with a video camera, but the sound quality is typically what you would get from a video camera. So I put together a video of some of the highlights of the worship, and that's on my website. So please forgive the lack of quality, because if you were there live, the quality was incredible. God was there. The room shook. The room vibrated with the people of God singing in harmony in the Spirit. Many of the songs that we sang went into singing in the Spirit. It was beautiful, ladies and gentlemen. And here's the good news. We are not finished. I believe this thing is going to spread, and I plan to be a part of it. I am going to be taking the type of worship that I did there in Sandpoint to the rest of the country, God willing. That is my plan. I'm talking to an individual who wants to sponsor this and make it happen. His name's Mike Moore. And his lovely wife's name is Jeannie Moore. For those of you that might know her from Hagman & Hagman, she's one of Hagman's sponsors. She's the toffee lady. So if you know them, through the toffee, they want to sponsor this thing and take it nationwide. So we're going to be doing the first one, another conference in Dallas, Texas, at the Dallas Hilton. And the Hilton holds, I believe, between 1,000 and 1,200 people in the convention hall. So we are going to pack that thing out with God's people who are hungry. Those of you who are hungry, start thinking about it now. You got 6 months to start preparing to be there, because we're going to lift the roof off of Dallas, Texas, and this thing's going to spread like a fountain throughout America. So there were moments where we had a few technical difficulties, but that was okay because we limped along. The microphone cables went out here and there. On day one, Lynn Liaz's live streaming feed did not work. So there were some technical problems because the enemy did not want this to come forth. In fact, in Lynn's chat room, there were professing Satanists, pagans, who were in her chat room who were cursing our meeting. So, folks, in the midst of God's people coming to restoration and revival, we also have the enemy who is going to try to stop it. But the Bible tells us we're going to win, because the Bible says we are going to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. So we're going to win. God is not finished with his people. He's not finished with you. If you're limping along, God's not finished with you. And he can use you with a limp, because he used Joseph. I have a limp. I have a bum knee, a bum leg, and God is using me as I limp along to be used in Watchman's Cry, and he can use you too for great and mighty exploits. He's going to use you, folks. So I want to encourage those of you that may think that this is done, this is over. The bad news is here. The September doom has arrived. The Shemitah has arrived. There's a lot of things that people are expecting to come, and I have prophesied that they're coming. I have been sharing that they're coming. I have been sharing and challenging and shouting from the housetops. I've been blowing the trumpet that these things are coming, but now it's time to prepare and to get strong for you to stand, to be revived, to be used of God, to make influence and impact in the lives of those around you, your family members, your children, your husband, your wife, your parents, your friends. Those around you, folks, it is time for God's people to take it to the next level. So I am excited. Watch the YouTube video. Share it with your family. And if you are wondering which cities this thing's going to spread to, at this point, we don't know. Right now, we're investigating different areas. It is very expensive to pull one of these things off, though. It's expensive because we have to find hotels who have open spaces with a conference room that's available, they can house and hold and provide what we need. They're very expensive to do. And also, it's difficult to find one that is not already taken. Some of these convention halls, they book their schedules years in advance. So this is part of the challenge. In order for God's people to show up at one location, we have to find them. We have to find the venues that are available. So where are we going to be doing it? We're starting in Dallas. If things work out, we may be in other areas of Texas. We may also be in Colorado and also portions of the Northwest. So after that happens, as it develops, we will try to get other locations. I want to see this thing take place in all four corners of the country, though, folks. I want to see it happen in California in several places. I want to see it happen in the Bible Belt, throughout the Bible Belt. I want to see it happen in Florida, the East Coast, all the way up to New York. We're going to do it, folks, because it's time. And Watchman's Cry is going to be involved in this thing. At my very core, for those of you that have been listeners long enough, you know that I love to preach. And when I preach, I prepare, I seek God, I pray. I pray for a word from the Lord, and God shows up. But at my very core, I am an old-fashioned Holy Ghost, Pentecostal, revivalist-type preacher. I believe in the altar. The altar is where it happens, folks. The altar is where life occurs. It's where death occurs to the old way and where life is born for a new method. At the altar is where we are sealed. At the altar is where we are chosen. At the altar is where we are called, where miracles happen, where an encounter happens. The altar is where we give up the things of earth, of the past. It's at the altar where we lay down our burdens. It's at the altar where we come unto him, all ye that are weary and heavy laden. It is at the altar where he gives us rest. It is at the altar where we discover the true Sabbath. It is at the altar where we encounter him, the power from on high. It's where the rushing wind meets us on our knees at the altar, where the people of God assemble together, crying out to him in a solemn assembly. I want to see that thing happen nationwide. And I want to see a lot of you experiencing God's miracle at the altar. So this has become a new development for me Nathan of Watchman's Cry. And in order for me to pull this off, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to need your prayers because, as you know, I have health challenges. I battle with, you know, some folks say, don't confess it, Nathan, don't name it. But if you want to give a name to the situation, it's called lupus. I battle that. So I do not have the same energy level that I used to, but I still want to be used of God. And when I was in Sandpoint, the Holy Spirit still used my old shell, this old broken down body. God used this body to bring worship and his Spirit poured out. And then I preached, and then we had an altar call, and people responded. And I want to see that happen in other places. So I'm going to need your prayers, ladies and gentlemen. I need your prayers for God to strengthen me and to also give me the endurance to be able to do this. And also my wife, my family, my children, they're going to be a part of this too. And we want the covering of God. We need the anointing of God to be able to share with others. We also need your support to be able to pull this off. So as we go around, there will be times where the expenses are challenging. And I'm not speaking to the widows right now. I am speaking to the person that has been blessed in this world, in this life, overwhelmingly. Some of you are sitting on a treasure, on a mountain of the wealth of this world. And I just want to say this, ladies and gentlemen, be sure that you make the right choices because you can't take it with you. But we do want to take souls with us, right? So those of you that are able, those of you that have the means, I'm believing for a miracle to be able to fund this thing because it's going to take quite a challenge. And at this point, we're not sure how we're going to pull it off. Do we drive? Do we live out of an old RV? Do we pull an old trailer and just go from town to town? I don't know, but I'm believing for a miracle. And the gentleman that's involved in this, who's going to sponsor this, who's going to also try to put this thing together, Mike Moore and Jeannie Moore, the toffee lady from Hagman and Hagman. Those of you that have purchased toffee from her, it's a great item. They are beautiful people. God gave him a vision that it's time for this. He gave him a vision that he wants to use him to bring the remnant together in revival. So it's at ground floor right now. We're just getting started, but I'm presenting this right now. I am excited. I apologize that you haven't heard from me in a while, but this is what I've been doing. I was working on the conference for several weeks trying to get everything together at the last minute. And before that, the fires tried to burn us out. So the enemy was trying to do his thing to stop us. So from faith to faith, from glory to glory, we are moving forward, ladies and gentlemen. So I appreciate those of you that have stayed with us. Those of you that are faithful supporters of Watchman's Cry, we're taking this thing to the next level. So if you have any questions about it, please contact me at my website, watchmanscry.com. Also, my sponsor, Mike Moore, who is putting this thing together, the organizer of this event. There is a website where you can go. It's called Hear the Watchmen, M-E-N, not M-A-N. It's plural, hearthewatchmen.com. And you can go to that website and get information about the first location. The conference is going to take place in Dallas, Texas in 2016, 6 months from now, on March 18th through the 20th. So you got 6 months, folks. Get on Craigslist and sell some things if you need to try to make the arrangements. You said you don't have the money to do it. You have half a year to try to come up with some money to do this thing. Those of you that can't afford it now, start registering. The registration opens October 15th. But if you have any questions, you can go to that website and contact Mike if you have any questions. Or you can contact me at watchmanscry.com. Now, at each location, we're going to have different speakers that are going to speak during the day. During the day Saturday, we'll have a variety of watchmen, and there will be different ones based on the schedule because not every watchman in person that's out there can travel around the whole country. Many of them have obligations, so it will alternate between different watchmen. But I have committed myself to being a part of the very core of this thing. I told Mike and Jeannie, the organizers, that I'm there and my family is there and whatever it takes, but we're going to make this thing happen. So I am excited about this, folks. Now, at our first gathering, we're going to have, as the other speakers, we're going to have Coach Dave. Those of you who are familiar with him, he's a great brother in the Lord. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. We're also going to have Benjamin Baruch, John Robertson, and Pastor David Langford. He's a favorite of many of you. He is a beautiful brother in the Lord. And then we're also going to have Reverend Flip Benham. Some of the names are subject to change, but for right now, that's who they are. I believe Pastor David is going to be baptizing people on Sunday. So for those of you that do come and God moves in your life, you can get baptized by Pastor David. So it's going to be a beautiful time. I'm going to bring worship. Holy Ghost anointed worship, and I'm going to bring Holy Ghost anointed preaching that sets the captive free. It's time, folks. It's time to bring the old fashioned back. This new experiment that the church has been playing around with is a failure. It's time to bring the old fashioned back. It's time to bring the message of the cross back. It's time to bring the message of the blood of Jesus and of sin. We're also going to bring old fashioned music back. For those of you that have been longing for it, I miss it, folks. I miss those blood hymns. The old rugged cross. The blood will never lose its power. At the cross, I surrender all, just as I am. We're going to bring old-fashioned Pentecost back. And I'm excited to do it. If you want to be a part of that, if you've been hungry for it, folks, it's time to do it. So I look forward to seeing how this thing develops. If you have any questions, write me, watchmanscry.com. But folks, it's time. Let's commit to this thing. I'm going to need the help of remnant believers from coast to coast, nationwide, to make this thing happen. And we're figuring it out. It's in development as we speak, but I am excited about this thing. So that's my news from the wall for right now. And no matter what happens from here on out, if that Shemitah doom forecast occurs and the stock market crashes, the people of God are going to be worshiping God in the midst of the financial ruin of America. If the lights go out, then the people of God are going to be worshiping in the dark by firelight of a candle. If the United States goes to war in the Middle East, then we will be worshiping while the soldiers are over there battling. But it's time for the people of God to get victory, to stand, to loosen the chains, to drop the weights that so easily beset them. And it's also time for the people of God to break down the walls that surround them, that are separating them, or some of you, from experiencing God at His fullness of glory. Some of you are held back by stuff and by things. We're going to break those chains and those shackles, folks. It's time. So this is a short news from the wall. This is a short announcement, but this is what I have to say. I'm excited, folks. This is the beginning. So get excited with me. We're going to document this thing. We're going to film as much as we can. I'm going to be putting it up on YouTube. I'm going to be sending out audios of it, of what happens. For those of you that cannot attend in spite of where we show up, we're going to put it up online, and we're going to show what the remnant of God is capable of when they get together and worship God. We're going to show it, folks. So if you have any questions, if you're curious of what took place in Sandpoint, Idaho, go to my website, watchmanscry.com, and watch the video. Watch it and share it, make it viral, and get excited about this thing. All right, folks? I look forward to seeing you again soon. And by the way, folks, when you hear the worship service, if you allow yourself to get away, if the TV's on, turn off the TV. If there's noise, get rid of the noise and get alone and put on headphones and listen to the worship service with headphones. And just close your eyes and experience it. And imagine if you were there. Close your eyes and imagine if you were there, and you will get just a small portion, an eyedropper taste of the anointing of God. But the anointing does come through in that YouTube of the worship. In spite of its low quality and its grainy, it wasn't the best in quality, but the anointing of worship comes through. So I want to invite you, go do that, take a look at it, and then contact me and let me know if you can catch the vision. And also, folks, so that we can go out in victory. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, God bless you. Watchmanscry.com. Our address is P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to our website and contact us there. Also, check out the hearthewatchman.com website. That's Watchmen, M-E-N, not M-A-N, Watchmen, hearthewatchman.com. Or at my website at watchmanscry.com, I'll have a link so that you can register for this conference.
Now, I've gone ahead and placed an audio of a portion of the worship service that I made into a YouTube video that you can find on my website. But for the remainder of this message, I've included the worship service. So you can go ahead and keep listening and enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen. Be blessed, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
And they want to stay in their own chains, don't they? But tonight, if you are shackled, if you wake up in the morning and you don't have peace of mind, tonight you can find peace of mind.
Hallelujah.
God will set us free, folks. You know, some people look at Christians and they say, what's the benefit of being a Christian?
But peace that passes all understanding. Praise God. How many of you have heard the song Days of Elijah? Let me see your hands. Behold, he comes. Riding on the clouds. He's going to come soon. Shining like the sun. At the trumpet call. The year of Jubilee. Now the time still. Salvation is going to come. Isn't it, folks? Amen. that has a word from the Lord? Brother, go ahead and come up.
The Father wants us to pour ourselves out before Him. He cannot fill a glass that is already full.
Still more work to be done tonight. So let's
us here. We came because you called us. Lord, we call upon you. Touch these lives. Touch these hearts that are gathered here. Search us, O Lord. Lord, we want to be clean before you. We've walked through a defiled land. Lord, the iniquity of this time has touched every one of us. But we want to turn back to you with all of our heart. And we call upon your name. Create in us a clean heart. Subdue the iniquities of this people, Lord. Break through for them, God. Blood of Jesus. By the power of the name of Jesus. Lord, we turn to you and we repent before you. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us, Lord, for wandering away, for turning our eyes away. Lord, for seeking after other things. We thank you, God, that you have awakened us to the lateness of this hour. You are calling out a remnant unto yourself. Lord, you have bid each one of us to come. Lord, none of us is worthy. We're not the great people. And we're not the strong people. You've called the broken ones. You've called the afflicted ones. You've called the ones who know that they have no hope in this life apart from you. Lord Jesus, please forgive us. Do a mighty work here tonight, Lord. Do a work in these hearts. Do a work in every one of us, God. Every one of us need to gather together in time of solemn assembly. Lord, every one of us needs your healing and your deliverance. Everyone here needs a touch from you. The enemy has plagued many lives. The enemy's done everything he could to stop this day. He's buffeted you. He's tried to hold back the blessings of God. But the Lord says this day has come. The day that God spoke of in his scriptures, when he would begin to perform his mercy and begin to pour out the latter-day rain and turn the hearts of his people back to him, that we might be holy before him. But God has called us to walk in holiness. And that means no other gods before him. Many of us have spent a season walking after the gods of the Americans, walking after the gods of this world. But those gods are dead. But the people that serve them, they too will be dead soon. The Lord has called us to repent of having a divided heart. He's calling us back to himself and to holiness unto him. So Lord, do a mighty work tonight. I thank God for the anointing that was present in the worship, Brother Nathan. The Lord bless you. Watchman's Cry, every one of you. And we're just beginning, right? This is not the closing of the evening. This is the opening of what God wants to do tonight. And those of you guys that want prayer, as we get to the conclusion of tonight, if you want prayer, there'll be people available to pray for you. We will pray with you. And let's crush the work of the enemy in every one of our lives. Enough is enough.